Ha 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 ha! Who's your captain?
Azkaban!
Who's your captain?
Azkaban!
Yes, I am Captain Underpants. Yes, I am protector of people and creator of happiness. Now, it's so good to see all you little people here again, because, of course, we have had a day off, haven't we? And now, here we are, back again, ready for action. But, you know, with my super perception skills, I've noticed some bigger, uglier people in the audience today. Isn't that wonderful? We have all you little people, and we have the bigger people. It's so good sharing, isn't it? Now, can anybody remember what I did on Thursday? I might give you a little clue. I'm just going for a little walk. Ooh, la, 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 la. Yes, we did some painting, didn't we? And that was when I had a real battle with that canvas. I wasn't sure how it was going. And then, at the end, I won my battle and we created quite a pretty, colourful picture. Now, today, I'm going to do a similar thing, but I don't expect anything to go wrong today. I expect it to go rather well. But first of all, I did just want to point out this wonderful thing that all the little people have been doing through the week. Isn't it wonderful? Yes. Some of our... I'm not quite sure. Can you see over there? Some of our themes through the week: power, battle, mission, sidekicks, and comeback. Yes. So let me put this here. I am now going to do a marvelous masterpiece. Yes. Picasso has nothing on me. Right. Here we go. So I have my trusty super paint and my super palette knife. Never mess with the palette knife. Okay, here we go. La da di da, woo-hoo. La da, woo-hoo. Yes. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? How am I doing, kids?
Woo!
Really that badly? Okay. Well, we'll step it up a little. We'll step it up. Okay. Oh, that's looking marvelous, isn't it? Is that... Okay, well, I'll keep going. Let's have a bit of that colour. That looks a nice colour. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's marvellous. How am I doing now, kids?
Yay.
Yeah.
It's not looking what? Amazing, actually,
what?
Captain Underpants.
Excuse me, madam, what did you say?
I'm mildly offended.
Right.
I'm not sure what you're trying to achieve, but that doesn't look very good, I'll be honest.
Give me a chance. I think we will get there. I really do think we will. I'm hoping we will anyway. Okay. Would the little people in the audience like to shout out what they think it might be? No, what?
Peacock.
A peacock?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We do have a comedian. Maybe your superpower is comedy. Okay. What was that? Don't be silly. I know what I'm doing. Okay. Right. So I don't think... Oh, my goodness. It really doesn't seem to be going very well. Maybe I go, wah, like that. That's nice. Yes. Okay. And I bet, wah-yah. Okay. Yes. This seems to be quite a battle. I know. I'm going to try a different color. We're going to go bop, 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 like that. I'm going to go bop, 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 like that. Yes. Oh, look at this one. Okay. Ah. Oh, that's lovely. Yes. Wow. So, who had what for breakfast, little people? Anybody have any breakfast today? I really think I should have eaten my super cereal today. Oh, my goodness. Madam, what do you think it's...
I'm not even sure. I don't know if it's not improving, I'm going to be honest. It looks more of a mess now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you've tried some different colours, but...
Okay, yeah. A bit like that. Yes. Okay, well, yes. I think, in reflection, I might need to step back. Let me have a look. Right, okay. I think we are coming to a point where I might need to just have a look at what we've created. Now then, I know, finishing touches. Bit of gold. Oh, yes, that's marvellous. That is marvellous. And then one last thing. Let's get a bit of blue, and let's see if we can go round like that. Oh, yes, yes, it is marvellous. Who'd have thought, when I started this, it really could look as bad as this? Yes. What was that? Oh. The whole frame? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a tree over here. Yes, I like trees. A tree in the distance. How marvelous. Okay. Ooh, la-la-la wriggle. La-la-la-la wriggle. Yes. Oh. Oh, yes. Right. Okay. I think it is time. I had to have a breather. I stepped back. And then I had my comeback. And with a bit of luck... no. Okay. Well, I think we get the gist, don't we? Yes, I think my sidekick really should have convinced me not to do something so complicated. Anyway, Captain Underpants made his comeback, and I think we can safely say that it is, if you squint, something like our church today. So how about that? Don't worry. It's just the pains of my work. It's not really blood. Okay, people. Who's your captain?
Underpants!
See you later. Cheerio!
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Captain Underpants. It's great. Captain Underpants has been with us all week, and he's been spending time with us, coming out and showing us different things. And today he's come out and he's displayed some of his art skills. Admittedly, earlier in the week, when the young people were creating this art piece, they might have shown more skill. But this is a wonderful, dangerous, edgy bit of art that he's gone for here. And we can see, after flipping it round, it's looking more like a church. But let's get Captain Underpants back out again, because he's been wonderful all week. So if you can strike your most superhero-iest superhero pose.
Yes.
Look at that. And he's helped us every day. He's come out and spent time with us, hasn't he? And each time he's been doing something that's helped us think about either a super mission or a super battle, about super sidekicks. Every day he's shown us something. And he's been really great for that. Now, thank you very much. If you would like to...
Who's your captain?
Underpants!
Cheerio.
Excellent. Each day that he's come out, we started off with a little bit of a comedy, a little bit of a sketch, a little bit of entertainment, thinking about our superhero, our make-believe superhero, Captain Underpants. And that's helped us then think about a real superhero. Each day we've thought about a real superhero and a true story from his life. And today we're thinking about a super comeback of this real superhero. And for that, we're going to have someone come up and tell us a story from the Bible to help us think about that. So, Rodri, do you want to come up?
Yeah.
Hello, Rodri.
Hello. Good to see you.
Now, I'm really excited. You came on Friday. You did a talk for us then. And that was wonderful to hear you talk about the true story from Jesus' life. And again, you're going to give us another true story today?
Absolutely right. And what we're going to be doing is going to look about a little bit about what you've learned every day during the week as well. And before we start this, I need a little bit of help. And I think Mandy are going to help me because Mandy's going to untangle the washing line behind us here. And there's going to be something behind us that we're going to use in a little while.
So wonderful. Well, she does that. How about I pray for us that we could all listen to Rodri and that we'd hear something new and exciting from the Bible today. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you that you give us your word, that you teach us through the Bible. Help us listen to the words of Scripture today. Help us listen, whether we're young and at the front or whether we're older and we're in the pews. Help us hear something of you today. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much. Now, as they're sorting that out behind us there, I'll tell you something about myself. I'm a Welshman. I was asked this morning why I'm not wearing yellow in honour of Geraint winning the Tour de France. Well, in keeping with the rest of my countrymen back in Wales, this is a dream come true. A dream we've held ever since we started following cycling last week. It's been brilliant to be here. I was only able to be here on Friday, and today, I tell you what, I realised on Friday I'd missed out on a lot of fun earlier on in the week. But it was all right, because I managed to come here on Friday. And lots of you, you've missed out on a lot of fun all through the week, but it's all right, because you're here today, and we're going to look at what we've learnt all through the week, and then maybe add a little bit to that as well. And to start off, we're going to do something here. We're going to do a little bit of a survey, a little bit sort of TripAdvisor-like, except we're not going to be rating a hotel or something, we're going to be rating ourselves. So, right, so we've got 0 to 10 behind us there. So if I just put this over here, whoops. Right, okay, so this end, that's the bad end, and I want you to be thinking how good you are at, eating pizza, okay? How good are you at eating pizza? Have a little think. So it's 0, bad, up to 10, really good, okay? So now I reckon I'm pretty good at eating pizza. So I am going to head down that end. So what I need you to do, you want to stand up, okay, and put yourself, you can come onto the steps if you want, if you need some more room. If you're sitting on your pew, you're welcome to move, but equally, if you want to stay sat down and just give yourself a number in your head, that's fine as well. So go where you think, in line for where you, so if you're really great at eating pizza up here, if you're not a great pizza eater, somewhere down here, put yourself where you think you are. Okay. Oh, let's have a look. We have a group of expert pizza eaters over there. Okay, that's really good. It's working. Okay, next. Now, I want you to rate yourself how good you are at something else. How good you are at swimming. You see, I'm not a great swimmer, I have to say. Love splashing about, but I think I put myself down around about here somewhere. So how good do you think you are at swimming? How good you are at swimming. Okay. Right, move, yeah. Okay, some great swimmers. People like me, not so good. That's fine. Good, excellent. Okay. Now, this is going to take a little bit more thought. And I want the people out here to do this as well. I want you to do this as well. If you compared yourself with the best superhero up at that end and the worst evil baddie down this end, where would you put yourself? Have a think. Don't move yet. Have a think about that. Firstly, who's got a favourite superhero? Favourite superhero. Talk to the person next to you about your favourite superhero. Talk to the person next to you about your favourite superhero. Okay, excuse me. Thank you. Okay. Right, who's got a favourite superhero? Yes? Starfire is your favourite superhero. So you might think of Starfire up there. Who else has got a favourite superhero? Go on.
John Cena.
What was that? Sorry, what?
John Cena?
Who's got a favourite superhero? Captain Underpants! Okay, you might be thinking of them. So whether it's Starfire or what this gentleman over here said or Captain Underpants, your best, the most perfect superhero. But down here, this end, who's your favourite villain or baddie or arch enemy? Talk to each other. Who's your favourite worst villain? Right, have a leg. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who's got a favourite baddie? Yep, go for it. Death. Stroke. Is that it? Wow, okay, it's a good one, I like it. Yes? Your favourite baddie? The Joker, absolutely. Who's got a favourite villain baddie out here?
Trump.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so So that's what I want in your head. So you've got, you know, you maybe your Supermans, your Batmans, your Captain Underpants, your Starfires up here. You've got your Jokers and your Trumps and down here. Where do you think you are between brilliant superhero, absolute perfection, but most evil, villainous arch enemy at this side? Put yourself where you think you are. Put yourself, where do you think you are? Over here, over there, as good as a superhero. Now, as they're doing this, have a think where you might put yourself. Are you as perfect as a superhero? Or as evil as a baddie? Or somewhere in between? Okay, oh, let's have a look. Brilliant. Right, stop there. Good. Okay. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a bit of an average. I'm going to put this round about, this is the biggest clump around here, do you think? Yeah? Around about here? Okay, let's put it, excuse me. Okay, right, I'm going to put me there, and that could be me, that could be you, could be each one. So, thank you very much. Can you take your seats again back on the cushions? Thank you very much. Well done, good stuff. I wonder where you put yourself there between superhero and evil baddie. Well, I'm going to do something a little bit shocking now. Are you ready for something shocking? This is a bit shocking, and apologies for this. I know that's a bit shocking. I know that's a bit bad. But just let me explain for a minute. If we're working out where we are between good and bad, let me just ask you a couple of questions. If I could, by the magic of modern technology, project up onto that screen right now everything that you had done in the last month. We show everything you've done in the last month to everybody here. How would you feel about that? Yeah, some okay about that, same okay about that. Some I heard, how would you feel about that? Ooh. I tell you what, I've got another one. I've got a nervous, I've got a happy, embarrassed. Some are okay with that, some are not okay. I'll ask you another question. Imagine, by the miracle of modern technology, I could project up onto that screen and play through the sound system everything that you had said in the last week. How would you feel about that? And I'm just thinking about myself here. When I was going home late at night along the M4, should I come off at Thiel? And go A4, or should I bat onto Junction 13 and go the quick way, although it's boring? I'll go to Junction 13. They closed the slip road. I would not have wanted anybody to be recording and playing back what I said on my own in the car at that point, I have to say. Okay. I'd be surprised if one or two of us weren't a little bit nervous about that. I've got another question. You ready? Imagine I could, by the miracle of modern technology, project up onto the screen above me here everything that you had thought in the last 24 hours. Do you know what? I'd be surprised if there were many people that would be happy for everything that we had done, said, or thought to be projected up here. And do you know what that teaches us? If we're not comfortable with that, well, we're not happy with how good we want to be. And if we're comparing ourselves, not with a superhero, but with someone who's perfect, you realise that we're so far away from what is absolutely perfect. Now, I'm not saying you're as bad as the Joker. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that if you tried really hard, say, right, I'm really going to be good now. I'm really going to try and be good. I'm going to try and get there. I'm going to be really good. I'm going to try really hard to do everything right and make the right choices and be kind and generous, even to my sister, even to my brother. I might get about here. But there's still a big gap. And the Bible teaches us that there's two types of thing. I heard someone say this recently. I said, there's two types of people in the world. Good. You'll like this. I like this. There's two types of people in this world. The boring and the bored. And if you get the choice, be boring. The Bible teaches us there are only two types of thing in the world. And it's like this. The Bible uses the word holy, perfect, really good, set apart. And although there's loads of beauty and goodness in you and me and our world, it's got spoiled. Which has left this gap, this huge, great gap between here, where we are, and there, goodness, perfection. Actually, the sort of people that most of us deep down want to be. And we sort of know that ourselves. We sort of feel, yes, there's so much good about us and in us, and in our world. And yet we know not all is right. But there's some really good news. And the really good news, I know that Will talked to you about this earlier on in the week. Because he talked about Jesus the superhero, super mission. And Jesus the superhero, super battle. And he talked about a bridge between here and here. And when Jesus died, he made a bridge between where we were and where God is. And let me show you what happened then. Okay, you ready for this? Okay, so sit up straight. Look this way. Because this is what happened when Jesus fought the super battle. There's a bit in the Old Testament, it was written hundreds of years before Jesus, but it was talking about this, that said, all of us like sheep have got lost. Each one of us has gone our own way instead of God's way. But the Lord has given to him the death that we deserved. So the bad things that we deserve were taken by Jesus, so we could be over that side. So Jesus swapped so we could have life. Because this is not just the difference between good and bad. It's also a really important life and death. Decision. And do you know what? That's not the end of the story. So let me tell you what happened next. Where did I put the Bible? Oh, there it is. After Jesus died, a couple of days later, early in the morning, three people called Mary, Joanna, and another Mary went to the place where Jesus' body had been put. And they couldn't find it. And someone said, why are you looking for him here? This is where you put dead people. But Jesus isn't dead. He's alive. And nobody was ever able to find the body. And then Jesus, the next bit the Bible tells us, hundreds of people saw him alive. And that shows us something really, really important. That Jesus went through death to live and to live forever. It's really easy in our lives to think that we're not clever enough, or we're not good enough, or we're not worth enough. But the great thing about this is that if we think we're not clever enough, maybe I'm not as good at remembering the memory verse as the other people in my group. But Jesus says, that's okay. I'm clever enough. I love you enough to die for you. You may think, I'm not good enough. But Jesus says, it's okay. I am. And I loved you enough to die for you. I might think, I'm not worthy enough. I'm not worth enough. And Jesus says, it's okay. I am. And I love you enough to die for you. And as we talked about when we were in Lake Galilee here, Jesus said to his disciples, come follow me. Which leaves us with a choice. Now, I tell you what, there's loads of people here who have already made that choice. They've said, yes, following Jesus is the best thing. It's not hard, it's a difficult life, but it's the best thing ever. And if that's something you want to do, and we're never too young or too old to make that choice, if that's something you want to think about, talk to someone. Someone in a blue t-shirt, one of your blast group leaders, anyone who's a member of the church here, talk to them about that. And they'd like to talk to you about that. Because Jesus says, you don't have to be good enough. I am. I love you enough to die for you. I'm going to finish with a quick prayer. And you're most welcome to either have your own prayers or your own thoughts, or to listen to my prayer and say amen at the end to make it your own if you like. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you love each and every one of the people here. Thank you that each is special and precious to you. And thank you for showing that love through Jesus' death and life. Thank you that you invite us to join in your mission. And we pray that you help us as we think about following you. Thank you that when Holiday Club is over, your love goes on forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.